The Gemara in Makos on your Makoros, the second on your Makoros, Dav Chav Gimel Amud Beis to Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, and Makos, of course, has 24 blots. This is at the very bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis, turning over to the last Amud of the last blot of the Masechta, Darash Rabbi Simlai. Rabbi Simlai darshan that there were 613 mitzvos that were given to Moshe at Har Sinai, 365 negative commandments, 365 los asays, corresponding to the days of the year, and 248 asays, L'ramach Evarav, which correspond to the limbs in one's body. Rav Hamnuna tells us that the pasuk that teaches this idea is Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Morashaki Las Yaakov, the pasuk in Parshas Vezos HaBracha. Moshe received 611 mitzvos, which is the gematria of Torah. It's no coincidence, Isaac, that's the gematria of Torah, so that just leaves two. And the two that are left, the Rambam also quotes this in his Shorashim, at the in his 14 Shorashim, 14 or 15 Shorashim, before the Sefer HaMitzvos, highly recommended to learn, that the two that are left are Anochi and Lo Yiyeh Lecha, which were heard directly, Mipi Gevurah Shmanum, which means that they were heard directly from Hashem. There's a question whether this is an asmachta from the Gematria, whether it's just a hint, or it's a direct limud. The direct limud would mean, previous concept that we did together in this room, the direct limud would be it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And if it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, it's taken with the utmost seriousness because halacha l'moshe m'sinai, we said perish m'kuvu m'sinai, the first two concepts, we're still in that area if you have your curriculum. You'll see, as we march through Chorav Zman, so we go from, right, there are three parts to this entire year, so we're still in the concepts. But the we're saying that Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, Perish M'Kuv M'Sinai are two of these seven concepts of Torah Shebaal Peh, which are not subject to Machlokas. You cannot argue, I gave the example of if somebody walked in when we did Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, if somebody walks into Shul at Shachris, anywhere in the world, and instead of the shin on the side of their shoros, they have an Under Armour logo, right, easily relatable, although I don't think it's ever happened. So you wouldn't throw them out because we're Bali Midos and B'nai Torah, Midos first, but you know, you would gently, Bini Chusa, Drachad Darchinom, as I always say, you know, politely invite them to leave. Politely invite, and then have them leave. Politely invite them to leave, that's not what a Shorosh is supposed to look like. But again, it's a question whether it's an asmachta from the Gematria or whether there's Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. But these are the mitzvos I'm giving to you, Torah Tzivalonu Moshe, Morashaki Las Yaakov, these are the mitzvos that I'm giving to you as an inheritance. And the question, which is the basis for today's shir, is why is there a machlokas? I'm asking one question, why is there a machlokas, and what does this question mean? So it really means two things. One is, why is there a machlokas as to what the mitzvos are, and together with that, why are there different lists? The Ramban counts one list, the Rambam has another list, Sefer Chinuch has another list, there's a fourth list. There are a few lists of the mitzvos. But why is there a machlokas in general as to the Taryag mitzvos? Taryag mitzvos, Nemru L'moshe M'Sinai, why do we do the 611 for the Gematria? And why is there a machlokas as to where the Limud comes from? Is it Nasmachta from the Gematria, or is it Halacha Moshe M'Sinai? So, let's open up today's shiur. That was just the background. Important background, but that was just the background. So, the answer, which opens up the whole sugya, it's a long answer, but the answer is because there are certain mitzvos that we're not sure whether they are a rishus, whether they're optional, or whether they're a chova, whether they're compulsory. And we have five shas, chamisha chumshe Torah examples. Most, if not all, should be in front of you in the Makoros, but we're going to expand, obviously. I try to list as many rashi prakim. All of my Makoros are one-sided, as you know, but in any of the shiurim I give, just to give you the Rashi Prakim and a Yediyah shiur, if I gave everything, if I gave three pages of Makoros, that would be called spoon-feeding. So I don't want to do that, but I want to just give you the Rashi Prakim. I give you the Pasuk in Chumash, I give you the one line from the Gemara, and then we open it up to a whole, Shas, Kol HaTorah Kula, etc., our style. So the Gemara in Sota, on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, opens up the answer for us and says, in terms of there being a machlokes, because there are mitzvos that maybe we're not sure whether they're a rishus or they're a chova, there are three examples that the Gemara gives, and then I have two other examples that come from elsewhere. The three examples go like this. The first example is the pasuk from Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso, has a different order than Shas. Shas is Nedarim Nazir Sota. In Parshas Naso itself, Shlishi and Ravi, it's Sota and then Nazir. And when the Torah tells us in Parshas Naso about Sota, it says, V'kine es ishto, V'kine from the Lashon of Kinoi, Kinoi and Stira, warning, and then the woman secluding herself with another man. A man and a married woman have secluded themselves in such a way and for a significant amount of time that they could have sinned. They could have sinned. Based on improper activity, the man has become suspicious of his wife being with another man, and he had warned her, the kine is ishto, to seclude herself, sorry, not to seclude herself with the man, but she ignored the warning. Two Adam testify that they had been together and had the opportunity to commit adultery, but they had not actually done so. So we have to see whether they had done so. So the pasuk says the kine is ishto, but the Gemara says, right, that he warns his wife as like a matter of fact. But the Gemara says, ein adam mekane leishto. This is the Gemara in Sota Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Ein adam mekane leishto elim kein nichnasa bal ruach. That Gemara appears about 15 lines past another Gemara. That's in terms of a sin. That's a ruach shtus. But a person doesn't become suspicious until there's a ruach, a certain spirit that enters him or her. And, here it's him. And it's a question whether there's a ruach tuma or a ruach tahora. Whether he has a suspicion because there's an impure ruach, he has a chashash because they have sinned, or he doesn't have a chashash at all, it's coming from Hashem anyway. It's a question whether the ruach that's coming to him, that's entering him, is a ruach tara or a ruach tuma. And that, as we often do in morning seder, we try to figure out what's the nekudas hamachlokes, or as my friend next door would say, my good friend for a long time, my colleague would say, what's behind the machlokes? But that's the nekudas hamachlokes, whether warning your wife is a rishus or chova. Interestingly enough, the main question is, are mitzvos, are these five examples, we've done one, but are these five examples counted in the list of taryag? Now, I want to explain that the rishus chova mitzvos, in case you want to get this down, are not counted in the list. But here's the catch. If you look at the list of the Rambam, Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, everybody should be learning Rambam every day, the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, if you look at the list of the Chinuch, you won't see the Kineas Ishto as its own separate mitzvah. But the Gemara in Sota, Daf Gimel has Machlokas HaTanaim between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael says Rishus, Rabbi Akiva says Chova in all three cases. So it really is a discussion. So the answer is because it's subsumed under the what's called mitzvah sota, the general mitzvah of sota. So this also helps you in answering this. This is also a practical, solution of the next time that you open a Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, the next time that you learn the Chinuch, or the Rasag, meaning or any of these, you'll be able to navigate the Taryag Mitzvahs a lot easier, a lot more easily. So it's subsumed under mitzvah sota. That's the first mitzvah in question of Rishus and Chovah V'kineis Ishto, a little bit of Parshas Noso, a little bit of Sota Dav Gimel. The second Rishus Chovah example, Machlokes, again, between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva, is the Pasuk of Parshas Emor. We're going across Chamisha Chamshi Torah, as we always do, and Shas, etc. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Vayikra Perachaf Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, the beginning of Parshas Emor. Right? There are certain relatives that are not in question. The Kohen can be Metame. This is before the Psukim start talking about the Kohen HaGadol Me'achav, the Kohen Gadol. This is just not a Kohen Hedgehog. A Kohen cannot be Metame L'Mesim, except for his close relatives. What about his single Besula sister? So this is a question if it's except for his closest relative, so the person in question is his single sister, even if she is engaged, get this down, because this is the question that everybody asks after Shir every year. But Rebbe, what about if she's in the relationship, she's engaged, but she's not yet married? If she has not consummated her marriage, if she has not had nisuin, even if all she's had is erusin or kedushin, right? Erusin and kedushin are the same thing. Even if all she's had is erusin and kedushin, she is still considered to be single until she has nisuin. It's completely his decision as to whether he should be metame himself. But here's the catch. He has to participate in her funeral. As far as being a karov and as far as being a good older or younger brother, he has to participate in her funeral. But I will tell you, from being at funerals, and if we've been at funerals, unless you're part of the Tara before, you're part of the funeral, you're not necessarily metame yourself to the mace. You could stand at a distance. You could be by the PA system, by the ram call, listening to the hespedim. You can be in the area and not be up close. So, and not be subject to tumas oel, etc. But that's the whole idea, that he has to participate in her funeral as far as being a good brother. But the nafkamina is for someone who is osek b'mitzvah. If you're osek b'mitzvah, sukkah chafei. We're going to touch on this a little bit next week. Next week, soak your hand in water before shir, because you'll be taking notes similar to 40 topics. It'll be a little faster. And there's mamash shas, because it's all of the klalei hashas. There are 10 mini sugyas. Just give you an idea of what we're doing in 45 minutes. 10 mini sugyas. Try to get all of them done. So soak your hand in water before 3:45 next Monday. Everyone is forewarned. But anyway, the nafkamina is for someone who is osek b'mitzvah, that you don't have to participate in this. However, participating in the funeral does not mean, as I just said before, that he's coming in contact with the mace. It's that point. You always try to pinpoint the point in any sugya, even in 5,000 years Torah history, that leads to the machlokes. It's that point that leads to the machlokes. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, Soda Daf Gimel, example 2 of 3, of whether he must be metame himself for her, or is it merely an option? That's example number 2. Case number 3, question? Okay. Case number 3, the pasuk in Parshas Bahar. Vayikra perek chaf hei, psukim mem dalid, mem hei, and mem vav. There's a statement from the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and then spilling over to Gimel Amud Beis. Li'olam bahem ta'avodu. The Torah in Parshas Bahar tells us that a Jew may purchase, Jewish avadim also, but the Jew, right, a Jew may purchase non-Jewish avadim from different nations of the world. These avadim, because they're non-Jews, become the property of their owners. The pasuk says in those psukim, Vayikra Perachafei, the middle of Parshas Bahar, psukim memdalim, memhei and memvav, that whether it's before you die or after you die, if you want to give it to your children as an inheritance, you can give it to your children, can inherit these slaves, and liolam bahem tavodu. You, and I'm carefully translating this in the Mamalashan of English, you can work them forever. On the one hand, the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, Dvarim Perek Chaf, this is Shvi of Parsha Shoftim, tells us, Lo Tichaye Kol Neshama. Lo Tichaye Kol Neshama. That the people in the cities that Hashem gives you as a Nachala, you may not allow anyone to live. You must destroy the Shiva Amamin. Even though if you look at the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim, it leaves out one of the Shiva Amamin. We say this every day in Pesukei Dezimra, right? V'charosim Abris. So we say Chiti Amori Knani Prizi Chivi Yevusi. There's one left. The Gimel of Girgashi. Girgashi is not mentioned in that pasuk. So let's say it's 6 of the Shiva Amamin. Seemingly, keeping them as slaves liolam is a less harsh punishment than killing them. And that's part of the machlokes, whether it's a reshus or a chova. Meaning, if you're not going to kill them, if you're not going to fulfill lo sechaya kol neshama, and they're one of the shiva or they're one of the sheish amin, because let's leave Girgashi out for now. So then, It's a question of whether Liolam Bahem Tavodu is a tzivoy, whether it's an actual chova, or whether it's a rishus. So again, you see in each example, whether it's you're dealing with something that's harsher or less harsh, these are the discussions of the maybe mitzvos, or mitzvos that are subsumed under other mitzvos. Example number four, beyond Sota Daf Gimel. The pasuk you have in front of you in Parshas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin, V'shisa'u sodich nafav lo yavdil. We thrive on background. That's my style of Yediyas Shirim. You can't just jump into, you know, to a makor. So a little bit of background, and it gives you an appreciation for everything. The Sefer in Parsha opens by discussing different types of Karban Ola. Now, if you're in the night chabura, or even if you're not in the night chabura, we can record it for you, or you can come anyway. We have later in the year the Yeshiva Guy's Guide to Kachim. You know my overview shiur. It means we're going to discuss all of Kachim in 45 minutes. But one of the sugyas within the sugya of Kachim that we're going to discuss, and we'll discuss here, is that the Sefer and Parsha of Vayikra opens by discussing different types of Karban Ola. What is a Karban Ola? So a Karban Ola is brought by someone who commits an Avera intentionally, but the Torah does not give an Onesh for this. We have Onshin for everything, except the things that we don't have Onshin for. But I'm saying the majority of things we have Onshin for, the things that the Torah doesn't give an Onesh for, that's what you bring a Karban Ola for if you commit an Avera b'Kavana, if you commit an Avera b'Mezid. There are different types of Olas. There's Im Min Atzon, Ola Karban O Min Ha'at, Min Haksavim, O Min Haizim, Tzon or Eiz, you bring an Ola from sheep or goats. And the other is the Imina of Karbana. If you bring, we translate of nowadays as chicken, but here it's referring to birds. It's referring to doves, referring to birds. When it comes to birds, it should be brought either from adult doves or from child doves, from young doves. And the Kohen brings the animal to the Mizbeach. Umalak es rosho, he nips its head, killing it. It goes up in smoke, presses out the blood on the Mizbeach's walls. He removes part of the bird's body with its feathers. He splits it with its feathers. Nishisa'u so bichnafav, its feathers, its wings, but its feathers. Lo yavdil. But lo yavdil will translate accurately in English. He doesn't need to sever it. If he wants, he can. Now, that could be an open question of why that fourth example is not part of Machlokes, the Machlokse, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, which is a good question. It's just food for thought. I don't have a good answer. But maybe it's just that it just never came up in the Beis Medrash. It never came up in the Academy of Learning in that discussion. And that's probably the easiest, the simplest answer. But the Gemara in Zvachim, which you should have in front of you, Samachei Amid Beis, Samachvav Mad Aleph, the Gemara in Zvachim that you do have in front of you, tells us, Omer Hara Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon, Shamati Bechatos Ha'ov, Shemavdilin, Umay Lo Yavdil, you split the feathers and you know, you sever it, Ein Tzarech Lahavdil. There's no Tzorech to sever the bird's feathers, to sever the bird. With his bare hands, the Kohen takes the birds and its wings and bends it backwards until its back and spine are broken. We'll try to be as least graphic as possible. However, the skin and the flesh are still in one piece. Then the bird is then brought on the Mizbeach. So again, the Lo Yavdil, if I was reading the Pasuk, I would have said, Lo Yavdil. That's definitely an imperative to not to split the feathers and not to split the body, not to kill it that way. But lo yavdil, that's why we need Torah Shval Peh. Torah Shmichsal, but that Torah Shval Peh, I'll go back to the first week in Elul when I said this in this room. It was a little warmer. But that Torah Shmichsal, but that Torah Shval Peh would be a closed book. But that fourth example, again, it didn't come up as Machlokes Yidden Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. That's the fourth Rishus Chova you will not see as one of the mitzvos, V'shisao so bichnafav lo yavdil, but you will see it as an explanation in the Gemara in Zvachim Samachay, Samachvav, and the Pasuk in Parshas Vayikra at the opening of Sefer Vayikra in the discussion of the different types of Karbanei Ola. The fifth example is the Gemara in Psachim. The Mishnah in Gemara in Psachim, in Parak Kol Shah, in the second Parak of Psachim, Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph, spilling over to Chav Ches Amad Beis. The Mishnah tells us, a non-Jew's chametz after Pesach, what we call chametz shavar lava Pesach, but we usually use that term, and we'll see in a second, we usually use that term referring to a Jew's chametz, but a non-Jew's chametz after Pesach is mutter bahamela. That's exactly why, because you're allowed to benefit from the non-Jew's chametz la'acher Pesach, la'acher zmano, that's why the only thing that we term as chametz shavar lava Pesach is Jewish chametz. If you find your own crackers or cookies after Pesach, we don't refer to it as, we don't say that a non-Jew's chametz is chametz shavar lava Pesach, but a non-Jew's chametz after Pesach is mutter bahana to a Jew. However, a Jew's chametz after Pesach is aser bahana to a Jew, based on the pasuk that the Mishnah and Gemara quotes from Parshas Bo, Shmos Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin, from Parshas Bo. There's Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzei, Gemara and Psachim, Mishnah and Gemara and Psachim Daf Beis, the very beginning of the Masechta. Bechol Gvulecha, Gvulecha refers to a Jew. In all of your borders, your possessive refers to a Jew. The Brisa, there in Psachim, Chavches, then makes it clear that you violate a lav, whether it's Chametz. Lifnei Zmano means Ari Chatzos on Erev Pesach, or whether it's La'achar Zmano, Chametz Shavar Alav HaPesach. The only slight difference is the third case, and that's Chametz Toch Zmano, during Pesach itself. If you eat Chametz, you violate a lav, and are also Chayev Kares. The question is, why is this not listed as its own mitzvah? And the answer is because it's a lav subsumed under the major category, yet again, example number 5, from across Shas, from across Chamisha Chomshei Torah, Parshas Bo in this case, we've done Bo, we've done Emor, we've done Nusso, we've done Vayikra, we've done so much more before, and we will do more, you know, in the year, just building you, and call it to our kula, so, building us all. So we see, though, that the lav of chametz, la'achar zmano, tov zmano, lefnei zmano, it's all subsumed under the lav, one of the losav says, one of the 365 of chametz. That's the way to navigate taryag mitzvos. We still have part 2 next week, but that, and we still have some more left for today. But that is the interesting part of, well, what do you do when you have these examples of reshus and chova? So the answer is they're not officially counted. But the reason that they're not officially counted, I can tell you 2 things. One is that they're not counted. So that clarifies things. We always aim at clarity in our shiurim. But the other thing to know is that it's subsumed, it's not completely ignored, Daniel. It's subsumed under chametz. It's subsumed under mitzvah sota v'kineis ishto. It's subsumed under Karbanos, one of the first mitzvos at the outset of Parshas Vayikra and Sefer Vayikra, and then Karbanei Ola, something connected to Karbanei Ola. V'shisau sotnechnafav lo yavdil, ain't tzorech lahavdil, ain't tzorech lahavdil, zvachim samechei, is not its own mitzvah. And yet, it's not even in the list of Sota Gimel, Sota Daf Gimel of Rishus and Chova. There are many other examples in Shas, whether a din is reshus or chova. If it's a chova, it's counted as one of the tayag mitzvos. Open and shut case. The Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabba. Next, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba tells us that Adam Harishon was supposed to receive the Torah. Even before Moshe, even before Har Sinai, even before Parshas Yisro and Kabbalah Satorah, Adam Harishon was supposed to. That's the way, could you imagine, if creation began through that? That means we would have to change the title of last week's shiur. Creation through the prism of Torah? No, creation through the Matan Torah experience. Right? Because that's another interpretation to a makor and a pasuk and a gemara and bav metzia that we explained last week. Look at last week's notes of Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam. The pasuk at the end of Parshas Bereishis, towards the end, the second half of Parshas Bereishis, Bereishis Perakei, Zeh Sefer Toldos Adam, I gave Adam 6 mitzvos and he couldn't even keep those. That's what Hashem says. I gave Adam 6 mitzvos, he couldn't even keep those. So how can I give him a total of 613? It's to that that we say that Adam HaRishon couldn't be the Mekabel of 613 mitzvos. The fact that the Jews heard two mitzvos, two dibros from Hashem, is based on the pasuk in Shir Hashirim. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim tells us, Yishakeni minashikos pihu, Torah is like a kiss of love from the Ribono Shel Olam, giving us the Torah, but it says, Yishakeni min nashikos pihu. The mem tells us, from the nashikos, min nashikos, the local nashikos. Like the pasuk, I think, in this week's parsha, I did not plan for the two to, I didn't even plan on quoting this, but let's get it down and let's add this. It says, Ki bi yitchak yikari l'chazara, from this week's parsha, from Parshas Vayera, Ki bi yitchak yikari l'chazara, bi yitchak v'lo kol yitchak. Yitchak had Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov was the heir, Esav was not. For the last part of Shir, I want to do something that'll conclude part one. We've done so much already. But I want to, and it'll be its own week, trust me, we have a lot more. We have a full-length shiur to share on this. It's its own concept called the Rabbanans, and the authority of Chazal is the fascinating topic, and the authority, the tokef of rabbinic authority. But the Torah, will go back to the original Makor. Torah in Gematria is 611. Anochi and lo yielecha were heard directly from Hashem. 611 plus 2 is 613. So they're not included in the count. Tzitzis in Gematria, the parallel makor that we need to get down, Tzitzis in Gematria is 600. Last week's 40 topics, 8 strings plus 5 knots, 613. That's Rashi and Parsha Shlach. That's not Rav Dovi 40 topics, that's Rashi and Parsha Shlach. So that's Rashi and Parsha Shlach. The implication from Parshas Vezos HaBracha, Torah Tzivalon and Moshe, is that it includes all mitzvos d'rabanan. Follow me here. This is because we make a bracha of, and this is the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, our upcoming holiday, my personal favorite, Chanukah. In those, my Chanukah sugyas, in the sugyas in Perek Mem Adlikin, about a blot later, a blot and a half later, the Gemara says, we were commanded Chanukah and Purim are the two examples of the mitzvos drabanan. Heichan tzivanu. We say, asher ki neshanu b'mitzvosa v'tzivanu. On a mitzvah drabanan. It's all Zion, as they say. It's all good. It makes sense. It's a little bit of Yiddish here. It's okay, and it makes sense if you say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvosa V'Tzivanu on a mitzvah de'oraisa, but Heichan Tzivanu on a mitzvah drabana. Answers the Gemara, quotes a pasuk. So much chumash every week, Baruch Hashem. Answers the Gemara, the pasuk from Parsha Shoftim. Lo Sasser Min Adavar Asher Gidlu Chaya Min Usmo. The prohibition of Lo Sasser. It's from that we learn mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim. We have a mitzvah, an imperative, to listen to the chachamim. And the question is, for the last part of Shir, why are mitzvos d'rabbanan included in the count of mitzvos d'oraisa? Why can't we just have two separate lists, or not count them, and explain them the same way that we explained the first half of Shir, Rishus Chova? They're subsumed under an asay, they're subsumed in the case of chametz, sh'avar alav pesach, Lifnezmano, Toksmano, Acharzmano, they're subsumed under Chametz. So why are mitzvos d'rabbanan included in the count of mitzvos d'oraisa? So we have a few answers to this. We have at least two. We'll give two. First is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin. I don't know if you have this Gemara in front of you. You do not. No, you do. You do. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tazayin tells us that Chachamim generally word their mitzvos d'rabbanan in a lashon d'oraisa. That is a very key concept to be able to understand why it is that mitzvos d'rabbanan are included in the count of mitzvos d'oraisa. That's the way that the lashon goes. That's the figure of speech. With psukim from the Torah, and there are two examples. You think I'm just going to say something without a makor? You must not know me. Two examples in Shas and in the mitzvos. One is Niso Chamayim B'Chag. Uvnei Ma Amra Torah Nischu Mayim B'Chag. The water drawing on Sukkis Niso Chamayim Amra Kadosh Baruch Hu Nischu Lefanai Mayim B'Chag B'Chag Kadesh Yisbaruch Hu Lachem Gishmei Shana. So that you should have good. You should have Gishamim. Gishmei bracha, not gishmei klala. Gishmei bracha, from the time we start saying Mashal Ruach, more like Geshem, until Pesach, until the time of Mordatol. That's the first example. And any time, get this lashon down. I just read it, and I read it quickly. But there are two words to emphasize. Imru lefanai. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying those two words, Imru lefanai, say in front of me, which also means do in front of me, do this mitzvah, perform this mitzvah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying it, it also means it's belashon deoraisa. Even though the Gemara is certain that it's a chiyav on a drabbanan level, that is so powerful. That comes directly from Hashem. We said 6:11 plus 2, the two were Anochi and Lo Yelacha. That came from Hashem also. This is on par with that. This is included in those 6:13. We have a bunch of mitzvos drabbanan, but it's included in the Heichan Tzivanu. It's included in Shabbos Daf Chav Gimel, in Bamem Adlikin, which will be in front of you as a makor in a future shir. The Heichan Tzivanu. If it's not here. No, it is. Look at that. Second time today. My Mevarech, Mevarech Hashem Kedishanu Mitzvos of Tzivanu, Lohavim Der Shulchanach, Heichan Tzivanu, Rav Avya Omer, Milo Sasa. The Gemara we quoted before, also Rav Nechemya, from the Pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, Sha'al Avichav Yagevcha Zekeinecha V'yomru Lach, which is the second half of the Pasuk that teaches us that there's a mitzvah to learn Jewish history. On top of Jewish history, Torah history, Zechor Yemos Olam. Mitzvah to go on the Masal of Poland. Mitzvah to go to Poland because it's not just going to Poland. It's a mitzvah to go because you're learning about the history that then connected to Hakamat Medina Israel, that brought you back to Yerushalayim and continued a very strong Zman with the Gibush, with the camaraderie of the Chevra. That's a mitzvah to learn. It's a mitzvah to learn history. Jewish history, Torah history. Zechor Yemos Olam. But more focus on the second half of the Pasuk for our Shia. Sha'al Avicha V'yageitcha Zikeinecha V'yom Rulach. That's where we learn the Heichan Tzivanu of the Rabbanans. That's what it means also. There's a second example. And the second example is Tkiya Shofar. But not just Tkiya Shofar. The second example is, don't write Tkiya Shofar, write Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The expression of Shofar as a vehicle of prayer. There's great drush and a great Dvar Torah for that. It's not the time of year. We passed that time of year about a month or two ago. We're flying through this year, crazy. We'll be in June tomorrow. Not exactly. Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. The Gemara in two places in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Tazayin, as well as a parallel Gemara, Daf Lamed Dalet, tells us, Imru Lefanai Malchios, that same phrase, say in front of me, this is the greatest Nachas Ruach Liotro. Imru Lefanai Malchios, Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, Zichronos, Kedei Sheyala Zichronechem, Lefanai Letova, you have the Gemara in front of you. Uvameh Bishofar. Uvameh Bishofar. It's also, I listed it here as Tezayin. It's also, it's Tezayin Med Aleph as well as Lamed Dalet. And that's what it means, Lamed Aleph Med Beis. That's why if you have a choice, that's what it means, that if you're stuck on Rosh Hashanah, to go to a place that either has Shofar or Tefillah. They have a Baal Tefillah and they have a Baal Tokea. You always go to the place that has Shofar because Shofar is the Oraisa. Tefillah, future 40 topic, in about 2 weeks from now. Tefillah, once a day, every day, is the Oraisa. But specific Tefillahs, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofars might be the longest Shmoneh Esrei of the year. It is, most of Rosh Hashanah. But it's not a mitzvah de Oraisa. That specifically is not a mitzvah de Oraisa. Shofar is. That's answer number one. The Imru Lefanai, the Lashon de Oraisa. Hashem saying it himself. Two examples, Nisa Chamayim and Malchios Zichron Shofros. And the second answer is that there's really no difference between mitzvos de Rabbanan and mitzvos de Oraisa in terms of where they come from. They all come from Har Sinai. And this is the way we'll explain it. The only noticeable difference is that mitzvos de Oraisa are spoken about in a general sense. Lo sasa kol malacha. Ato v'nchovitecha, which we say in Kiddush also, but lo sasa kol malacha, which is mentioned twice in Chumash, in the two mentions of the Aseres HaDibros, Parshas Yisro and Parshas Vayeschanan. So, when it speaks in the general sense, it speaks in the general sense in two of the biggest mitzvos, the biggest areas of halacha, the biggest areas of where you judge someone. We don't judge human beings, that's for Hashem to do, but where you would size up a person and say he's a Shomer Torah Mitzvos, Shabbos and Kashrus. The third area is Taras HaMishpacha. But Shabbos and Kashrus. Is he a Shomer Shabbos? Is he a Shomer Kashrus? Those are the two areas where that's what we have that lingo. There are so many other mitzvot where we want them to keep also. But Shabbos and Kashrus, spoken about in a general sense. Parshas Re'eh, Parshas Shmini, spoken about in a general sense. Whereas mitzvot and Rabbanan are spoken about in a specific sense. However, even the Drabanans, which historically enter onto the scene at a later date, with the events and miracles of Chanukah and Purim, which are part of our history, Ner Chanukah and Kriyas HaMegillah, are included, those two mitzvot, Neros Chanukah and Kriyas HaMegillah, are included within the Tariq mitzvot, based on Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. We're accepting, we're fulfilling, we're being Mekayim what we've already accepted. This means that Kriyas HaMegillah was received at Har Sinai. And we see this as far as a pasuk in the Torah. These are all based on Lo Sasur. To take it a step further, we have this Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin quotes the pasuk in Shmos Perek Yud Zayin, the end of Parshas Bishalach, by Milchemes Amalek. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ksov Zosi Karon Basefer, the shortest Kriyas HaTorah of the entire year. That's a good answer to a good Torah trivia question. What's the shortest Kriyas HaTorah? 9 psukim of Parshas Bishalach. Kriyas HaTorah, Purim morning. Parshas Bishalach, Milchemes Amalek. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Ksov Zosi Karon Basefer, Vesim Bo Oznei Yoshua, Kimacho Emche Zechra Amalek, Mitachas HaShamayim. And the Gemara there darshins that Ksov Zosi Karon Basefer. Basefer is a reference to Kriyas HaMegillah. Not just a book, not just a scroll. Yeah, the scroll. What scroll? Kriyas HaMegillah. The Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We have a couple of more Makoros in Shir. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei, quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Shmos Perek Chavdalit, Pasuk Yudbeis. Shmos Perek Chavdalit, Pasuk Yudbeis. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Ale Eli Hahara, ascend to me on the mountain. Va'nalacha esluchos ha'evan v'ha'torah v'ha'mitzvah asher kasafti lahorosam. Says the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hei. We mentioned this, by the way, if you've been taking notes since the beginning of the year, you'll have this in the first year that we did the transmission of Torah Shabbat Pet Part 1. You look back at your notes, you'll have this Gemara in Brachos at the top of Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Asher kasafti lahorosam, we'll break it down just because it fit in context of this year also, of the 613 mitzvot, part one, that the Gemara darshins, Luchos ha'evan, zo ha'mikra, that refers to Chumash, that refers to Kriya, to Mikra. V'ha'Torah, zo ha'mishnah. Asher kasafti, that I wrote, Elu Nevi'im, lahorosam, ze Gemara, ze ha'Talmud. Melame, shekulam nitnu l'moshe misinai. Kulam nitnu l'moshe misinai. This answers the glaring question that the Yerushalmi in Megillah, I don't know if you have this in front of you, that the Yerushalmi in Megillah tells us, Rav Rabbi Chanina of Rav Nosson Bar Kapara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Havu Yasvin ve'omrin, HaMegillah Hazos Nemra L'moshe Misinai. How could that be? That the Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, was given to Moshe at Har Sinai? Wasn't it tied into an event in our history? Great question. But we already answered this question. Ksov Zosi Karon Basefer, that's the Sefer. That's the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin, quoting the Pasuk in Shmos Perek Yud Zayin, Parshas Peshalach. We should know not only the Prakim, the Sefer and the Prakim, but the Parsha and even the Aliyah. We'll get better at that. We will. I have faith in all of you. That's what it means. And here comes the famous sentence and the famous resolution to a lot of inconsistencies or questions, contradictions. It's not a contradiction. Mipnei she'ein muktam u'ma'uchar ba'Torah. There is no chronological order in the Torah. And Kriyas HaMegillah could be licked. It could be lying in there, hidden under a whole pile of dinim and mitzvos and instructions and narrative and history. Ksov Zosi Karon Basefer Parshas Bishalach, the end of Parshas Bishalach. Basefer is a reference to Kriyas HaMegillah. Two more things. One, we know from the first Rashi in the Torah, the last of your Mikoros, that Kiddush HaChodesh, the mitzvah in Parshas Bo, Shmos Perek Yudbeis, but the first Rashi in the Torah, Kiddush HaChodesh, tell me if I'm going too fast, Rosh Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh, was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, even though historically, it's not commanded to us until Parshas Bo, Shmos Perek Yudbeis, I say again, we need to know where everything is. We know it was the first mitzvah. Mipnei she'im muktam mu'uchar b'Torah. It can be mentioned in Parshas Bo, and Rashi could reference it in Parshas Bereishis. But what about Bris Milah and Gidah Moshe? The last question, finally, Shema finally, in our shiur today. What about Bris Milah and Gidah Moshe? So no, these were mitzvahs that were given to individuals. There's a difference between Yachid and Sibur. These were mitzvahs that were given to individuals. The mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was the first mitzvah given to the Tzibur Isaac. Pru Urvu was part of creation. But it's listed in the, you know, in the Chinuch's mitzvahs. It's listed in the Minchas Chinuch, in the Sefer HaChinuch, the Minchas Chinuch. The Chinuch lists it. Yes, it's a mitzvah. But Pru Urvu was the first mitzvah. It must be listed as the first mitzvah because it was part of ensuring that the world would live it on. That the world would live on. It was part of creation. It was part of keeping the world going and running. Without that, the world wouldn't have continued. Bris Milah and Gidah Moshe were given to Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha and Yaakov in Parshas Vayishlach, respectively. And that's part one of the 613 mitzvos. How to make sense of the 613 mitzvos, where they come from, where the mitzvos drabanan, ein muktam mu'uchar b'Torah, zechor yamos olam, shalavicha v'yageidcha, rishus, chova, and everything in between, v'shisau, sovich nafav lo yavdil, in tzorek lahavdil, chameith b'pesach, psachim chavches, everything just to wrap up the shir. We continue next week with the 613 mitzvos, part two, rules and regulations, all of Shas in 45 minutes, rules and regulations of all of the major sugyas tying into mitzvos. Osig mitzvah, patim and mitzvah, shlichas, zrizim makdim and mitzvos, everything, all of the klalim. So bring some notes and get ready to write. Have a great week.